the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri, and we're studying the book of Revelation. We've spent all the week studying chapter 7 and particularly the 144,000. If you want to begin with us our book of Revelation study, you will need to go back to our archives on July 16, and you can begin and study with us. You can listen over and over and over to these. It's good and fun to study it. Now, we studied all the week Revelation chapter 7, and it's good to, Hilton Sutton, he regards this Revelation chapter 7 as an informational chapter. He says, Revelation 7 interrupts the story of the events taking place on earth to inform us of God's activities. Contrary to what some people think, God does not turn the 7 years over to Satan and the Antichrist. During this time, God performs in all his greatness. At the start of the tribulation, the church is caught up. The 7 years, remember, we've studied time goes in 7 year cycles. At the start of the tribulation, the church is caught up. God in his mercy creates a powerful vehicle to replace it, 144,000 Jewish evangelists, and they begin their ministry. God has given Israel a great victory over Russia in one day, which removes the blindness, the temporary blindness from the Israelis' eyes. They see that Jehovah is God in all, and many nations see that. And then the Lord speaks to us of wondrous things that are happening. We studied it all the week. But we do now need to go back. This was an informational chapter, and it's a chapter before the seventh seal. Everything is in sevens. Remember, the Lamb was found, and he opened a scroll with seven seals. And the sixth seal is described to us in chapter 6. We have to go back past our informational chapter. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and heaven is unrolled as a scroll. The kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men, and it's cry out for the rocks of the mountains to cover them. And verse 16 it says, and to the mountains, where we're talking about, we went back over to chapter 6, Revelation 6:16, and they said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand? Now, we have already told you many times that the church, the body of Christ, is in heaven, and it is saved from the wrath. Romans 5:9 tells us this. 1 Thessalonians 1:10 tells us, and 1 Thessalonians 5:9. So you might need to refresh those if you think you're going through this part. You're not. If you're born again and a part of the body of Christ, you will be caught up. But now we go back, for the great day of his wrath has come, verse 17 of chapter 6. Now we have our informational chapter, verse 7, what's been going on the earth with 144,000 and the catching up of the congregation that believed them. Then we come to chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, remember we said this is a scroll that's in layers. And he opens one seal and then right on down, this is the last one. There was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. Why? I don't know. But it's a mystery, Hilton Sutton says. But think of it, everything that's been going on. The praising, the singing, the harpist, everything, the voice, everything is silent. People who go to heaven and come back say that there's a music that all the time is playing, singing. There's none of it. Every angel, every saint has closed their mouths. And after this silence, verse 2, I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire off the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. We'll just read a little bit of this so you can see what it's like. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of trees were burnt, and grass was burnt. And it goes on like that. This is the wrath, the fullness of the wrath, the judgment. But I want to talk to you about the prayers of all the saints mentioned in verse 3. Sister Jeannie Wilkerson from Tulsa was one of my mentors. Jeannie Wilkerson, the first time Brother Hagin ever saw her, he was in Tulsa. This was in the 60s. He was having a meeting at a great church there, and a woman walked in the back, and the Lord said to him, "That woman is a prophetess. She's going to prophesy to you." Well, he called her up just on what the Lord had said to him. He did not know her. But that began a pattern of all the years that he did know her, from 1967 right on until she left Earth, and then he did. She left shortly before he did. And he would always just sniff her out. Sister Wilkerson's here. Sister Wilkerson's here. And she was the woman or man, she was the person that prophesied mostly to him, that prophesied the most to him, and to whom he paid attention to the prophecies, because she's the one that prophesied he was going to be caught up to heaven. And he was given a great vision there after his sister passed away. He was caught up to heaven with Jesus and his sister. And the Lord explained to him many things there. And she told him about that before it happened. So, of course, that's one way you tell two true prophets. Their prophecies come to pass. Well, Sister Jeannie Wilkerson was, in addition to being a prophetess, a great intercessor. She prayed. She was a prayer warrior. And she prayed day after day and lifted up before the throne of God. She was a watcher in the Spirit. She particularly watched over the city of Tulsa. I could tell you story after story if we had time. And if you'd like to order it, we have a book, Contact with God, with her teachings in it. We also have DVDs if you'd like to see her when she would be prophesying. Rhema gave us some of those when she came there. So Sister Jeannie Wilkerson was an intercessor. And in her interceding, there was a man she prayed for who was attacked by cancer. And the attacks went on for some years, and Sister Jeannie would literally keep him from dying. She went somewhere to a meeting, and while she was gone and thinking about that meeting, the man died. Sister Jeannie was very upset about this, and she was not willing to let it go by without having an answer. She said, "Lord, I have interceded for him for years." And she said, "I don't like my intercessory prayer to go to waste. I don't like to waste my time." And then she reminded him of another project she'd been praying about for 16 years. This had to do with a certain congregation, church. And it doesn't seem to be working. So she said, "I don't like wasting my intercession." The Lord caught her up to heaven. And in that being caught up to heaven, she saw the man who had died. And also she saw Jesus. Now, we don't deal in necromancy. We don't look to talk to the dead. But if God wants to catch us up to heaven and Jesus will be there, if God wants to do it, that's quite another matter. That happened to Jesus, you know, when Moses and Elijah came. So she was caught up to heaven, and he said to her, the man, Sister Wilkerson, don't be distressed because I died and you felt your prayers didn't avail. There are things you don't know. And he talked to her a little bit about that. And then he said, prayer is like, it's stored here in heaven. It's stored in vials. It's stored like in a bank. You make withdrawals on it. And he said, you're well known in heaven where the prayers are stored. And then Jesus came to her. And Jesus said, I want you to know that prayers that are stored, intercessory prayer, he said, is never without effect. It is never wasted. It does never not have a fruit. And he showed her where the prayers were. He showed her in chapter 5 of the book of Revelation. It says, and when he had taken the book, this was Jesus, remember, the Lamb could open the book. When he had taken the book, the four beasts, or living creatures, and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, every one of them having harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. So there in heaven are vials with the prayers of saints. We also see in the Old Testament that tears are stored in a bottle. We find here before the wrath of God, and another angel came, verse 3 of chapter 8, and stood at the altar having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar before the throne, and the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God. And then the angel took the censer. He dipped it with the fire of the altar. Now it's got the incense of the prayers of the saints, and he cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And Jesus told Sister Wilkerson, intercessory prayer always works. When you intercede, the forces of heaven come to influence the one you're praying for. They can either receive that and God's answer, or they can reject it. If they reject it, it becomes judgment. And what happened here in Revelation chapter 8, all the prayers that had been prayed for earth, prayed for the peoples, that had not been received and responded to, were poured out and became the judgment that judged the earth. You know, when we come back on Monday, I'm going to tell that whole story again. It's very important to understand these things. This is Billy Brim saying Shabbat Shalom. Trust you'll go to church with your family this week, and we'll see you next week.